Hello, everybody, and this week in Arizona Law On, we'll be talking about aliens and the extraterrestrials. My name's James. This is...
James.
This is...
Connor.
This is...
Charlie.
Okay, they're fucking lying to begin with. This is...
Charlie.
And this is...
Connor.
Okay, right. Extraterrestrials, do we believe... Are you a believer, Connor?
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Why not? Oh, what a life's big questions, you know, one of the great big questions of the moment of life. Do you believe in aliens? Why not?
But like, I think Colin, although he's got like a blasé look on it, he may have a kind of, you know...
All right, let's wait to see.
Yeah. I've always had some sort of belief that there's something maybe out there, just, you know, because all of these different galaxies in this one universe, plus there's bound to be other universes, so
there should be one...
You know, a bit of life somewhere. Can't just be us.
You know, so
what do you think they would look like?
Like us?
Are you talking like traditional? You're going with the arrow chin, not with the big head.
And like Paul.
Like Paul.
I don't really.
I don't know. Like, who can tell? You know, like.
Exactly. Well, no, that's what I'm asking. I'm not asking you to tell me categorically. Yeah, yeah, like,
four arms.
Answer this question now.
Yeah, like he's got four arms. He's got three suckers on each arm. Like he's got seven heads and a ball.
One ball.
And he just rolls along on that. I think it's like there's no point even theorizing because I think even like our biggest imaginations couldn't even, you know, like. So you just got to look at a film like, I know it's very, you know, it's quite a funny film, but like a film like Men in Black, like all the weird different aliens on that, and they could be wrong, you know, like everyone.
Well, yeah, and they were thought up by us.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Aliens.
We assume...
Yeah.
But like, doesn't it lead you to think, like, where did the traditional alien...
Come from?
Like, you know, who thought of that?
I did see a documentary about that.
And what, is it the whole Roswell thing? Like, we're so under-informed about this subject. Like,
I wonder why we are so under-informed. I know that they always say it's because, you know, if there's been an alien site or whatever, it'll be mass panic. And,
that's what gets me curious, of all of these, like, sightings.
Connor won't care if there's an alien invasion.
I'll be like, yeah, all right.
He's so blasé. He's like, aliens... back to Call of Duty.
Oh, fucking hell, all these aliens are clogging up my Call of Duty.
Can't get on that bloody server.
You can't understand them. Just can't understand him. He's like, I can't understand your alien talk.
Fuck it, I'm quitting.
Look it, rage quit.
Rage quit.
Just for the record, I think Connor's the only one that plays Call of Duty religiously. Am I right in saying this?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I play it every now and again.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't
know. Nowhere near the level of Connor.
You don't get... Xbox is in Kingsbridge. Is there like a legal?
They're still on VHS in Kingsbridge.
They're like, we don't want that kind around here.
Because they're bringing American. None of your gizmos round here, boy.
Because they're all American. No, so like,
sometimes... I like the way we're more southern. Like we're further down the country than he is, and yet we're giving him the southern accent.
You boy,
boy,
you got a pretty face.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh.
Chair's just gone down.
Easy, big fella.
Stop playing with it.
Well, but doesn't everyone kind of, when you think about it, like real deeply, don't you feel so small? Like, you're such a pointless...
You never feel small,
I was waiting for the complimentary fat joke to come in there. But don't you feel like when you think about like the size of the world and the size of the galaxy and like you just feel like pointless and like you just don't feel like you have...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like
you don't have meaning at all. No matter what you do in this world to change it.
Even in terms of just the amount of people on this planet.
Yeah, like plus 7 billion people on this planet now. Oh, yeah. You could do something in this world that nobody will ever hear about. You could write like the best song, the best piece of poetry, the best novel, and 95% of those people could never ever hear it. You know, does that make you sad? Like you just want to spread your, you know, like your thoughts
creative
to people, creative people. I mean, as musicians,
did you just say creative cheers?
Yeah, but as musicians, don't you just want everyone to hear what you're trying to say? Like, you know, you want to try and spread your No, you're just a prick like that. Yeah, that way. No. Yeah, you just start.
I'm all about nobody hearing it.
Yeah, that's like your famous. Emo way of doing it. Yeah,
because I'm one of those people. I'm in a cool band where, like, you know, I don't want anybody to ever hear it. Except my girlfriend, and I only want to play in front of four people every show.
Yeah, that's we do that.
I mean, fuck yeah.
Well, we've achieved that.
I know exactly. I'm living the dream.
Living the dream. No, but
my Do you think that, like, with the aliens, do you think that they've already been?
Well, there is this theory that they've already been and set things up.
Because with the pyramids and that, isn't it? Like, they say that for the knowledge that the Egyptians had,
who are they?
Vast. Huh?
Who says?
They
say.
The people.
The man.
I think someone's been watching Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, I think somebody's
been
watching
it. Yeah, that's what
I
get all of my references in life from Alien vs. Predator.
I mean, I was watching Nat Geo, like, Wild on something, like a lion or something like that, and you got all of your, like, you know, your lion action facts from The Lion King. They do that thing where they pick him up on Pride Rock.
Why is that weird?
Right, it's a little strange, isn't it?
It's not, though, is it?
Yeah.
It's called The Lion King. It's got loads of lions in it.
King of the Lions.
It's King of the Lions.
Yeah.
It's in the title.
I feel we've tangented. Is that even a word?
That's not a word either.
Brilliant. You're talking about me being a dumbass and you're saying
I didn't
tangented.
Say you were dumb. I'm just saying maybe your resources and, like, references were from the wrong place. It's tangent.
I didn't say where my references came from.
You
just said
they.
Like, yeah. Which they? Could be anywhere. And okay. Some of them might have been correct.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, what do they say about the pyramids?
Well, I was just... All I was trying to say is that I've seen documentaries and things and they're talking about how the pyramids are related to the stars and constellations, and so they obviously had a deep understanding of the unit, like the universe and space, and even back then. And then all of a sudden, the Dark Ages came, and we've kind of forgot it all.
But couldn't you
and they reckon, and there's some conspiracy, you know, nuts that think that it's because they were visited by alien beings.
It's also
who
the whole
passed on this knowledge.
The whole Aztec thing, where they look at the hieroglyphics in the Aztec, like in the Mexican pyramids.
Who's they?
You know who they are. You know very well who they are. You know, but no, I watched a documentary about this on the History Channel a little while ago.
Did you though?
In between Lizard Lick Towing and
I
tell you what, I just
it's like Jeremy Kyle with trucks.
Just on like a little like off, like I was watching Lizard Lick Towing this afternoon and Ric Flair was on it.
Oh,
it was
fucking
good.
That was on last night.
It was so
please
good.
Tell me
so
they towed his car.
Yeah, it's
so fucking good, honestly. Everything
house.
Ric Flair does is right. So like, you know,
I'm not sure I agree with that. I'm pretty sure Ric Flair's a pedo.
I don't. I'm okay with that.
Oh, did I go too far?
I think I'm okay with it.
On another subject matter, because this is apparently what we do on this show. Do you think that there are that many pedos that came out in the late 90s, like the early 90s, late 80s? You know, your Rolf Harris's, your Jimmy Savile's. They're all coming out now.
Yeah, but what's your point?
My point is do you think they're all pedos?
No.
Or do you think they all got together and had a big gang?
I don't
gang,
think Rolf Harris's.
Do you think everybody's just accusing the next person in the list?
I look at Rolf Harris just and I just want to cuddle him. And I don't know if that's because...
He definitely wants to cuddle him.
Yeah, like,
well.
He's like a grandparent to me. Like, he's like an Australian grandparent to me. He looks like he could beat me as well.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like his beard though. I'm not a fan of that. Yeah. He's got a really weirdly shaped beard.
I mean, any man that made a career out of wobbling a board.
Have you ever heard his his cover of Stairway to Heaven is just something else.
What on the wobble board?
Yeah, it's something else. I mean, like, if you are listening after you've listened to the whole of this show, hopefully, just go away and listen to Stairway to Heaven. It's just terrible. Like, but
Charlie,
I can't help but love it.
Have you ever taken up the wobble board? Have you ever thought about taking up a wobble board as an instrument?
I haven't, no. Now you said it, I want to.
Charlie, can you play an instrument?
I can.
The Cajun.
What do you play?
Yeah, the Cajun.
That one then.
The triangle.
You play a triangle. I played a distorted B flat triangle.
Do you?
Yeah. Different level.
I don't like them.
No.
Not
can't get the electricity these days.
too
fucking expensive, yeah. Oh, there we go. Political satire. Brilliant.
Mate, we'll save that for a next.
I love the way I'm looking at Charlie. Like, I want him to go with this now. Like, we're trying to, for the people listening, Charlie's not the talker. Neither's Connor, to be fair. It's just me and James. So
well,
we're trying to incorporate
them
into
we're
the
like,
show.
Neither
of them are.
I want Charlie's views now on aliens.
What, are we going back to aliens then?
Let's talk about aliens.
That is the subject,
right.
So yeah.
Well, we've kind of gone off it a little.
Well, yeah, we always do.
Yeah, but this is the rules of Arizona On. We tangent. We're going to write that in the in the description
of the
show.
To be fair, you're lucky that we haven't just started a game of Would You Rather?
Oh, here we go. No, we'll say that. That's another show.
That's a whole other show.
That's another show. If we're going to play a game of Would You Rather, and if you do know the rules of Would You Rather, we'd love to hear them, and we'll talk about them in the next shows.
Yeah, give us some Would You Rathers.
Yeah. on the Facebook
back
page.
To the aliens?
Yeah, aliens. Yeah,
right. Oh,
my point of view of the aliens, I do think they exist.
Yeah? Any particular reason or just...
Well, there's a lot of movies
Connor,
about
just blasé about it.
Yeah, Connor's just like, yeah, whatever.
Seems feasible. There's Connor a lot of space out there.
Connor watched Signs and he was like, yeah.
Why not? Connor watched the last fucking Indiana Jones movie and went, yeah.
Mate,
the ending of that movie is completely feasible.
How shit was that film?
Oh, God. Hide in the fridge.
I mean, like, South Park nailed it with the raping Indiana Jones thing, didn't they? Like, they fucking nailed it. Like, they really did, didn't they? I mean, as a young teenager, I used to watch those films like 5 times a year, like, no problem. And this is why I'm so overweight.
Why?
Because every time I had to eat crisps.
Why were you such a big fan? What did it for you?
I just think they're great. Like Harrison Ford, he's a man, isn't he?
He's attracted to him.
He is a man.
He's just a dude. Like, you know, like he's Han Solo for Christ's sake.
Isn't he rumoured to be in the next Expendables?
He is. He's been confirmed, really. I just want for like to say for this moment we're all big Expendables fans in this.
I can't say I am.
No.
Wow.
Revelation.
Whoa,
get out.
Whoa.
Just awful.
You're now an alien.
You're no longer our fellow DJ.
Oh.
Why? Man. Why? No, tell us why.
They're just horrendous.
Yeah, but they're meant to be horrendous.
Of course
it
is. That's the point.
They're all just shit action
films.
It's like
did you watch Terminator and go, acting's quality?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You watched Terminator and went, fucking robots and fucking guns and shit.
You watched Terminator and went, not for me. Not really into that.
That's like watching The Godfather
more of a drama.
Going, there weren't enough robots.
To be fair, though, I really don't like Michael Bay as a director. Like,
no.
He did Terminator 2, didn't he? But, like, I think that's his only crowning glory. I mean, like, Titanic can go suck a dick for all I care. Like, I'm not
that was James Cameron, wasn't it, Titanic?
Yeah, James Cameron.
Yeah, that's who I meant, actually. James Cameron. Sorry, I do apologise. I was getting confused.
Apologise to Michael Bay.
I quite like Michael Bay, actually. He's Transformers. He's all right. Sorry, I was thinking James Cameron. I got a little confused then. But, like...
Did James Cameron do Avatar?
Avatar,
yeah. Fucking right. Yeah,
he's a fucking dead
man. Yeah, fucking
Avatar. Real expense. Did you... Avatar has got exactly the same story as Pocahontas.
Yeah, yeah.
James can reference it because he watches Pocahontas.
Like, yeah, I got that shit on my iPhone.
He's got the same as Pocahontas and Fern Gully, if you ever remember Fern Gully as a child.
No,
what do you mean, do I remember Fern Gully?
You remember Fern Gully, Jim? It's a long time ago.
Grandpa in the corner over here.
I don't know what... Yeah, we have an ongoing joke in the band because Jim's really old.
Fuck off, I'm not that old.
And we, like,
older than us.
Jim, how old are you? Tell the listeners.
27.
And how old are you, Charlie?
I'm 20 in January.
There you go, then. You got a whole 7 years on him.
Look,
Jimmy Savile story coming along.
Now then.
Basically, my internet grooming went wrong. Yeah. Alright, yeah. I ended up with fucking Charlie.
You can't groom that hair.
You could try.
You could try. Wow, the rapey eyes that just went across this room. The rapey eyes that just went across that room were just very Rolf Harris-like.
Getting shivers.
I wish we had a bit.
Back to Indiana Jones. What was it that you liked so much about Indiana Jones?
What, the original series?
Series?
Well, it was three, wasn't it? It was a series of films. Yeah. I just think the... What was Matey trying to rip out the heart? What was he saying? Do you remember what he said?
Kalima.
That's so good. It's just so good.
That's it. After that, you're like, sold.
No, do you know that scene in that film where, I think it's Temple of Doom, isn't it? And the spikes come down from the ceiling. I mean, as a kid, I remember just shouting at the telly, like, you're going to die. And then she had to put her arm through, like, the spiders. And that was a great...
Basically, movie. Don't you think the Indiana Jones is just feature-length Crystal Maze?
Yeah, but who doesn't like the Crystal Maze?
It's like the Aztec Zone on Crystal Maze.
Who doesn't like the Crystal Maze?
Oh, mate. I love Crystal Maze because I love that moment of panic when it gets to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And they'll go, get out of the room!
And
if they don't get out, they're like, no, we're not paying him out.
I think the best thing about Crystal Maze is I don't think I ever saw anyone win Crystal Maze. Yeah.
I saw one guy win it, and they literally, I think they won, like,
a
weekend resort, skiing resort holiday in, like, France.
Well done, you've won a duffel bag.
Congratulations, you've won all of the tickets you collected.
Yeah, that's right.
You've won a speedboat. You're not getting it.
You won the steering wheel to a speedboat.
Good old bully. Where are you from? Lincoln. Here's a speedboat.
Oh, now we're just stealing other people's jokes.
This is great.
Anyway, back to Indiana Jones. The best thing about Indiana Jones is Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yeah, can we plays his dad, you know, chairs on fire and the floor. Like, you know.
Sorry, what was that?
The chair's on fire and the floor. You know, that's
not bad. It's not bad.
It's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. We'll do a show on impressions.
It was kind of a mix between Sean Connery and Bane.
Well, literally,
chairs on fire. Of course.
That was like the worst impression of Bane ever. I hope that comes up bad on recording.
Can I just say that Tom Hardy's a badass?
Oh, he's a dude.
But why did they have to give him a twatish voice in that film?
I actually don't know. The best thing about that film is like when he talks, his like cheeks and his face don't move.
Yeah.
So he's just like kind of, you can't talk without your face. If you're listening to this, no, you just can't do it. It's impossible.
Well, but, he sort of did it.
Well, yeah.
Like, and to be fair, it's not his voice, James.
Yeah.
It's the same as Darth Vader's mask didn't move.
No, but I'm saying like
he just
when
put
you
a voice on it.
I get your point, but like when you see like continuity, when you see someone, when you think on a film, someone's talking. And their whole head, no muscles move. You kind of think, well, they're not really talking, are they? Like,
yeah.
Just me? Or just me looks into films that much?
Overanalyzing shit.
Yeah, it is.
Batman.
Has anybody seen that thing on YouTube, the Lord of the Rings one with the alternative ending? It's fucking incredible. It starts like Lord of the Rings. Gandalf comes in, says about, you know, the quest and he's got to get the ring to Mordor and all this, and he's got to drop it in the fires about doing. And he walks out and he just whistles and the eagles come and pick him up. They take him straight to Mount Doom. He drops the ring in and goes, how bad would that have been if we'd have had to have walked it? That's it. That's the whole thing.
I love that figure.
I never understood that, but I got told the other day that... Because I have read Lord of the Rings, but it was a long time ago, and I can't really remember it all because it's a lot of book.
It's a big book.
I've read it.
And I apparently there's something to do with, aren't the eagles with Sauron?
I couldn't tell you. I thought it might have been something to do with how, like, the spell had a recharge time.
They've got.
What, like it's a computer? I'll use that when I've got 30 minutes to
wait. Gandalf's only a level 7 mage and he has to reach level 10 before he can use it all the time. That's a fair comment, isn't it? Like, we've all played games like that.
Do you think that the leveling up system in computer games could be brought into real life? Can we start leveling each
other? I'd be like a level 7 eater. Like, if it goes up to like level 12, say, I'd be good at that shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like a level 1 singer.
I'd be a level 1 musician, but a 12 eater.
Yeah, 12 eater. I know what's more important. One keeps me alive. That's all I'm saying. Radio silence.
I'm music. About 4 running.
4 running?
I'm not great at running.
Not great at running. Yeah. So but 4's pretty good, man. Yeah. 4's pretty good. Think about how bad I am at singing. Like, yeah, 4 is
4's average at best.
Yeah, yeah. 4 is, well, is it, what should we say it's out of 12?
Why is it at 12?
Why can't it be 10?
Do you know what I'm fed up with things being out of 10?
I only joined in with your 12 earlier because you said 12, but
I'm fed up with things being out of 10.
People can relate to 10.
You know, why has it got to be out of 10? Why does that make sense? Is it, like...
Because that's the way it's done.
Because the scoring system...
But who decided that was the way it's done?
Oh, my God, stop being a twat.
Yeah, it's 12. I like 12. It's a nice number.
It's 10,
nice number. It's a dozen.
Gets a
not a baker's dozen, man.
Fucking... You basically think you're a French philosopher right now. Because you look like one. If you had a fucking beret on and started talking about existentialism...
I don't know what that is. No, I'm not going to lie. Go on, tell us what that is. You're looking at me as if you're saying, I have no idea what that is.
You know what? I said the word on...
You heard it on QI, didn't you?
No, it's on Red Dwarf.
Even better.
Yeah. No, there's a fucking series.
That's a good show. That's like bringing us full circle to Aliens as well.
That's how we did it.
There was a purpose.
Yeah.
Fucking Red Dwarf was literally is my favourite sitcom.
Yeah. Oh, it's quality, isn't it? Like, it's so well written. Even the new series that was predicted to be shit was well written, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I mean, series 9.
Oh, the Back to Earth.
Yeah.
I think most fucking dwarfers generally discard that completely.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen.
How come
your series goes up to 8 and then there's a gap and then you've got 10?
If you listen to our last show, you'd know that I love Jewish sounding things.
You do?
Love them.
What, who's your favourite Jew? Penis.
Who's my? It's Krusty's dad in The Simpsons.
I meant real.
Real Jew. Probably Woody Allen.
Yeah?
Definite Jew.
I think mine's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, that man's a great Jew. It would be It would be Larry David, actually, would probably be my favourite Jew.
Larry David.
I fucking love that man. He's so funny.
What about you? Who's your favourite Jew, Connor?
Is this racist? Oh, sorry, is this like a racist thing?
No, because...
Are we being... Like, just this is a disclaimer. This isn't like, you know, we're not being racist. We're just being...
Idiots.
You know, like, we're being... like, I think, like, if idiots talk about racism, it's not racism because we're being nice.
Like, yeah, I'm being really positive. I like Jerry Seinfeld. If I was being negative about it...
What Jew do you hate?
Now we're stepping into grey...
Don't say Hitler.
Morgan.
I hope he's listening.
That's the Jew I hate.
I hope he's listening. He definitely isn't.
He will be. I'll tell him to listen.
Yeah. No, anyway, Connor, Jew you love. Do you know any Jews?
I don't really What's know any a Jew? Jews. I know what a Jew is.
Go on.
What is a Jew?
It's a religion or a faith. People of a...
You're trying to be
no more skin and no black hair and a big nose.
He's trying to be so politically correct.
I'm not trying to be racist. No, it's like all Jews have got a big nose.
I would have went. I would have went straight for no foreskin. Like,
because I'm jealous.
Yes. Again, I want a dick without a foreskin. Yeah.
This was in the last show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You talking about dicks?
I'm going to bring it up every single show until it happens.
Oh God. Charlie, what about you? Who's your favourite?
No, I want to hear Connor's favourite Jew.
Connor said he didn't know any Jews.
Oh, think about a guy, slightly skinny, big glasses, that's a Jew. Who's your favourite Jew?
So, the opposite of you?
Yes. I'm like an un-Jew.
You're the anti-Jew.
The anti-Jew. Oh, no, wait a minute. Himmler, he was worse, wasn't he, with the Jews? He really did.
Himmler?
Yeah, Himmler. He kind of...
Himmler was the one.
Him and old Goebbels.
He was in charge of all the
Nazis. Himmler was in charge of
concentration camps.
Yeah, he was. Well, am I right? If anyone's listening, I'm wrong. Let me know.
I saw an epic thing actually on Facebook. Going back to last week, Joe.
I love Facebook.
I did see a cool thing on Facebook, and every now and then when something like this comes up, I do think it's badass. There was a guy in a World War II prisoner of war camp, and he escaped like 17 times. That came back every time.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah, that was
food
great.
For the rest of the people in there.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's this really epic photograph, and it's just this guy in this British soldier in his concentration camp, and he's just absolutely staring down Himmler, like giving him shit, just like fucking daggers at the gate.
He looked really hard as well, didn't he?
Like, yeah. Even like, you know, with the weight loss and
like the hardest bloke you'd ever
seen. He still looked like a fucking gnarly fucker. Dude.
Was he Jewish?
Well, he must have been to be in there.
No way. It just said he was a British soldier.
Can we call him Jewish and that's our new favourite Jew?
No, I still like Jerry Seinfeld.
You like Jerry Seinfeld over this war hero that escaped 70s? You're going to go with that.
I'm not being funny, but Jerry Seinfeld wrote Seinfeld.
He didn't write Seinfeld. Larry David.
Larry David said, and Jerry Seinfeld wrote Seinfeld.
Larry David more, because he's got a better Jew head.
Is Nicolas Cage Jewish?
Is Nicolas Cage Jewish? No,
can he be?
You can't make people Jewish.
It doesn't happen like that.
Jews.
Why not, like, what's he called? David Schwimmer from Friends.
David Schwimmer,
he's Jewish.
No,
he's about as Jewish as you get.
What about that guy from Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
What, Mark Lamar?
Mark Lamar.
The gay Jew.
No, you mean Simon Amstel?
Yeah,
he's quite funny, actually. I quite like him.
Daniel Day-Lewis. I know he's Jewish. He's a fucking good actor.
Okay, I'm just going to bring this back. Let me bring this back. We started this conversation about Jews, and you knew no Jews. And I'm fairly good with actors, and I didn't know that Daniel Day-Lewis was Jewish. And you've just turned around and said, I know Daniel Day-Lewis is Jewish. Like, as if like you know a lot now about Jews. Like, Jews is now your thing.
I'm just clutching at straws, mate.
You're clutching at straws.
He's a Jew. Like, he tracks Jews like Pokemon.
He's sat there like, he's just kind of sat there like...
That's how it started for Himmler.
Clutching at my...
I think that may have to get cut out.
I don't know. I'm kind of working on a no-cut scheme.
No, you can't take that out. Fucking hell, that was horrible.
The safety in numbers.
Not if you're Jewish.
Right.
Do you know, I got electric shock from this mic as soon as I said that.
Yeah, that's cardboard.
I didn't.
Okay, then just talk about it. Like, I've seen some different planets that are, you know, they're meant to be very similar to Earth. Do you think that they're like people could live on them? Like, is it a possibility?
Yeah,
do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, because like we've got species on this planet that live under conditions that like other animals can't. So, because David Attenborough did that documentary where they went, what was it, Deep Blue,
Deep Blue
Planet?
Yeah, Deep Blue Planet. That's a great. I know, just for the record, that is like. masterpiece. It's
David Attenborough is literally my in my top two people I want to meet.
It took him 10 years to record that.
Yeah,
no, it's incredible. Right?
Better, isn't it?
Yeah,
but,
yeah, anyway,
but they found these like crustaceans. They were sort of shrimp like, but they were living in nitrogen. Like they were breathing nitrogen instead of oxygen.
And that's quite incredible.
Yeah. So that, and they were living in like I think it was like temperatures of like 400 degrees. It was ridiculous.
It goes back to that fact where like.
So I suppose my point was I suppose if a creature can do that on our own planet, then surely something can do that on another planet in a different atmosphere.
Well, they say that like to sustain life, you need water, don't you? Like, that's the one thing you need. And like the ice moon of Jupiter, the name escapes me. Like that's got to have been water at some point. Like you know that is some, water. Yeah, it's frozen
some
water.
Some marine life. There.
And there are
some of those planets further back as well. Like I know Pluto's not a planet now.
That's an orbiting satellite. I think it's classed as now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but Pluto was mainly ice, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like you know, like. Things can live in the ice. There's bacteria that can live in the ice. I mean, like, it's only bacteria, but there could be something living there. And, of course, we'll never know until we get there. You know,
there is life on Mars.
That's the problem. Well, that's the Rovio.
I don't know. I hope it's like Total Recall, then.
That's such the free tits. Right. The free tits of Total Recall. Yeah.
How do you feel about Total Recall?
And then we're back to
you don't like acting.
No, I do love that film.
Right, so you don't like Expendables, but you like Total Recall.
You make no sense.
Like, you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a terrible actor, don't you? But we
can
love
you even
him.
Class him as that?
Yeah.
Is he an actor?
Yeah, because he's terrible.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Nah, really, that's a tool.
Okay, we're not going to take this down to do an impression of Arnold, because that's for another show, frankly.
Just an impression show.
What's your favourite planet?
I'm not going to go for the obvious Uranus. It's too obvious.
No, Charlie's going to do that.
Oh, you wanted that joke, didn't you?
You've ruined it.
I like Venus because I like that song. I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. I really like that song.
And there's the example of how James can't sing.
Yeah. You want to cut that from the show, I think.
You're editing it, so... Yeah.
No cut policy.
No, I mean, like, people want to cut that out and maybe put it as their favourites on iTunes or something. Like,
or just have it as their ringtone.
I don't even use iTunes. Can you favourite a song? Is that possible?
Fucking don't know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't really spoke... in conclusion, I don't think we've really spoke much about aliens, to be honest. Like... All right, let's go around
I've got a feeling that this is what's going to happen every time we have a subject.
Yeah. Right, Jim. Let's go around the room. Jim, aliens, yes or no?
Yes.
And a reason why?
Yes, it's just illogical that there wouldn't be.
Okay, Charlie?
Yes, because I think we're quite ignorant to think that we're the only source of life in this universe.
Yeah. Connor?
Very good answer. You get a gold star, Charlie.
That is a good answer. I think we should promote him to Connor.
What are you going to do? You've got to go back.
You've got to top that.
Yes, because I'm just following everyone else.
You're very blasé about it. Yeah.
Being blasé about it.
Could be.
I do believe there is
extraterrestrial life. Because there has to be, isn't there? There's not just going to be us in the universe.
To be.
No, there doesn't have to be, but it would make sense that there should be.
I just want to explain this very quickly. Jim literally goes out of his way to make Connor's life bad.
Yeah.
He won't do that. Like.
I'm trying to make it uncomfortable.
And it is so funny to watch because Connor's just not confident on the mic, like talking, and me and Jim just are. I mean, like Charlie literally couldn't give a shit, but like
Charlie's just like, oh, I just want to go home and have a job.
I think within the next 4 or 5 shows, I may let Connor host the show just to.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, no, just that we'll do a really short show.
Whoa!
I may not be able to
give him a really, really horrific subject.
Yeah, like cancer or something like that. Like,
no.
Do you know? I may not be able to sing. I may not be able to sing, but I can talk shit for hours. Like I really can. I think I believe in aliens.
Nobody cares what you think.
Yeah, well, like, we're going around the room. Let's
James,
oh,
what do
you
think?
Oh, thanks, mate. Right. Yeah, I think I believe in aliens just because, you know, there's so many stars out there. They all have planets around them. There's got to be someone. Like something, like a little rat or something like that, just knocking around.
Didn't they find bacteria on one of the planets already?
They might have, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me.
I know they found water on Mars, didn't they?
What they found on Mars.
Connor, we've already talked about that. Why are you bringing up stuff we've already talked about?
I'm sorry, we're getting away from the fact, but James's answer I don't know if anyone else thought it was a little bit gay. No? Is it just me or what?
No, it's just you're like attenuated to gay signals. That's all it is. Right. I thought that was quite a good comeback.
If how many stars out there?
Yeah. It's really nice.
There's so many beautiful stars.
I like stars. Fuck you guys.
Gay.
Fuck you guys. I love the way it's getting harder about stars.
Fuck you.
Oh, I like stars. What of it? Fucking let's go, buddy.
I'm still cool. I'm still cool. The I've got.
He wishes.
I've got.
He wishes he was cool.
I do, actually. That would be really good.
That's all right, you've got 1,000 friends on Facebook.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home.
After the cracking show we did last week, it's probably 1,500 by now.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell them all how fucking good I am at podcasting. And I'm going to make them believe. I'm even going to put on my suave radio voice for the next show so we can... Actually, I want to do a show where I just talk completely like Terry Wogan. Hello, I'm Terry Wogan.
That is the worst impression of Terry Wogan ever.
I think on tape that'll come out better than you think.
Yeah, because you're going to sit at home and edit it. You're going to make it Terry Wogan.
I'm just
going to
drop Terry Wogan right there. Like, yeah. And if you're listening and you don't think I will, I'm definitely going to do that.
That's the thing, you're that anal that you will.
Yeah, I love anal. I think on that note, we should end this show here. So it's goodbye from...
Jim.
Goodbye from...
Charlie.
And goodbye from...
Connor.
And you lot can fuck off.